This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Legal experts say the Trump administration faces an uphill climb in its lawsuit against Chicago, Cook County, and Illinois officials over so-called sanctuary policies. Trump's Justice Department argues keeping local cops and jailers out of immigration enforcement amounts to obstruction. Former federal prosecutor Ron Safer calls the argument weak.
When Chicago police officers or Cook County sheriffs come in contact with immigrants, they do not inquire into their immigration status. Doesn't block law enforcement.
Safer successfully defended Chicago in 2017 when Trump's first administration tried to withhold federal funding over the city's sanctuary policies. A Chicago school board member is hoping to get his colleagues to support a plan to require the next district leader to be an educator. Che Reimfest-Smith says for the last 30 years, Chicago Public Schools has been led by CEOs who have been accountants and city administrators and not required to have a background in schools at all. Instead, he wants CPS to have a superintendent who must meet all the educational and experience requirements.
It's time for us to have leadership that is education-focused, not business-focused, looking at schools as business or children as commodities.
Smith plans to introduce a resolution this month. He says if the board approves it, he believes that the state legislature would change the law. And in other school news, CPS district officials say an independent arbitrator agrees with them on key issues in ongoing contract negotiations with the teachers' union. CPS CEO Pedro Martinez says the arbitrator agreed that the school district could not afford to offer much more.
The main takeaways for us is that it confirmed the district's severe financial constraints.
The Chicago Teachers Union rejected the arbitrator's recommendations. It's a step in the legal process toward a strike, but union leaders said the recommendations were more favorable than they expected. Both sides said they think the report provides a path forward for a deal, even though they are still far apart on key issues. A new report shows most rideshare drivers in Chicago earn less than minimum wage. Researchers at University of California, Berkeley say the average Chicago driver makes about $9 an hour. That's well below the city's minimum wage of $16.20 an hour. Uber and Lyft say drivers make more. But Jonah Grau, who works for both companies, says they don't factor in gas, fees, maintenance, and time spent on the road without a passenger.
It certainly doesn't represent the reality of the situation for drivers. As I'm making less per hour, less per trip, it's no longer like a full-time job. It's now a full-time plus or time and a half.
A Lyft spokesperson took issue with the number of subjects in the Berkeley study. Uber has not responded to a request for comment. A few more things you should know today. The fear of being detained by law enforcement is already impacting the health of many immigrants in the Chicago area. WBEZ found that hundreds of immigrants are skipping appointments and leaving prescriptions at the pharmacy since Republican President Donald Trump returned to office. Advocates say some immigrants are also afraid to renew public benefits, such as food assistance or health insurance for their kids. Chicago's natural science organizations are pledging to safeguard more than 40 endangered species in the Midwest and around the world. It's part of Reverse the Red Day. The annual call to action is meant to raise awareness of the global crisis of biodiversity. The species being targeted range from regional turtles and butterflies to Mexican oaks and freshwater mussels. Organizations participating in the pledge include the Chicago Botanic Garden, the Brookfield Zoo, and the Shedd Aquarium, among others. Today will be cloudy with a high of 31 degrees, and low temperatures will reach 27. Tomorrow, we'll have a chance of freezing rain and snow, high of 32. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.